your power, Lord, right here in this room. We need your glory, Lord, right here in this room. We need refreshing, Lord, right here in this room. We need you, Holy Spirit, right here in this room. We need you, Holy Spirit, right here in this room. Come on and meet us here, right here in this room. Come on and change us now, right here in this room. Come with your power, Lord, right here in this room. Don't want to leave here the same, right here in this room. Take all the filth away, right here in this room. Come on and mold me as clay, right here in this room. Right here in this room. Right here in this room. Do your work right here in this room. Do your work right here in this room. Move by your power. Move by your glory, Lord. Change your power, Lord. Do it right here in this room. Right here in this room.
Every person, lift your voice now to the King of Glory. If you desire just another touch, if you desire more from the Lord, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice to Him. Lift up your voice to Him. Lift up your voice to Him. Come on, lift it up. Yes, God, we want you. 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 Come on, come on, come on. Thank you. for God to touch and revive his people again. This night was designed for God to move however he chooses. So if you're waiting on another structured song, you're not going to get it tonight. We wanted to build an altar right here in this place. So wherever you are right now, build your altar now. Come on, build it. Build your altar. Some say, I don't know how to build an altar. Wherever there was a place that God spoke or he moved in any way, the people of God built an altar as an honor, sign of honor to him. Wherever God moved, or wherever he made a way, or whenever he did something, or whenever he required a sacrifice, and our hearts must be willing to build an altar, not only where we can bless him for all the things that he's done, but so we can give him everything that he is requiring out of us. So right where you are, build an altar. Go. Right now. Build it. Construct it. Build it. With honor to the King of Glory.
Oh God, we thank you for this moment right now that we're going to stand at the feet of Jesus and get revelation as Mary did. Oh God, we sit at your feet today as Mary Father did. Your son is revelation in motion, God. And so we say, heaven, come down. Let the will of heaven be upon us today. Let everything that you planned for us this week, God, this Christmas week be a blessing. Yes, I pray a blessing in everybody's homes. God, you're showing me single mothers. Oh God, I pray a blessing, Father, upon single mothers, their homes, God. Yes. Let the light of Jesus shine peace upon single mothers' houses, God. That the worries will come off. Joy will come on. I pray the Lord that the children will have all that they need and want and desire. Oh God, I pray a strength over single mothers even now. I pray the Lord you will strengthen their mind. You will strengthen their heart, God. Yes. But they Kataya, baptize your feet afresh, Lord, for the next that you have for them. And I pray healing and deliverance upon single mothers right now. Oh God, I feel the weep for them, Masete. I feel their weep, God. I feel their weep, Menekete. Nights when they weep, Aturiata. Some of them weep for a husband. Oh God, some of them weep, God, for a man of God, Father. Some of them weep, Father, for their children. Oh God, even for themselves. But I pray that in the coming days you will touch the hearts of single mothers and their prayers has already come to the throne of grace, and you have released answers to them, and it's coming to every one of them that has prayed a prayer from their heart posture as Hannah prayed for her son. God, oh God, I thank you for those that have come before your feet as single mothers, Lord. The Hagars, yes. The Hagars, Tikatadama. Those that are running away, Masuri iskataya, Rebe sukuri eteremano ostukuriata. Those that are running away from you, God. Hagar did not just run away from Sarah, but de basata. It was a prodigal moment, Taturia kataya. So, Father, I thank you for the Hagars that are coming back into their place of safety, their place of dwelling, the place where they can call home, God. And I pray that, Lord, things will be better as they return. Zede matukuriata. And they're not returning empty, but God, not city. Just as you bless, hey, God, Lord, you're giving them blessing as they return to you, God. They're going to come with blessings, full blessings upon your kids and in your hands, God. So, Father, I pray even now for those that are in ministry, those that are in ministry right now that are praying and seeking your face for revival in your churches, in their ministries. Yes, you are the God that answers by fire. And so I pray, let the fire of heaven pour afresh upon them even now. Zereman do reis kataya, reba sukuri kataya na, mere esketerema. Bless them, God. I pray for families that are gathering around. I come against strife and discouragement in families, God. The things that I have piled up, I pray. Those that cause it and those that are victims, I pray you give them wisdom, God. And a heart posture, yes. Make their heart a heart of flesh, God. Remove the heart of stone. Let the blood of Jesus do a work in these families, God. Do a work in the aunties. Do a work in the uncles. Do a work in the cousins. Do a work in the fathers and mothers. Do a work in the siblings. Oh God, have mercy on families in this hour. Just as Martha met Mary, God, and the baby John the Baptist leaped in Elizabeth's belly, God, just as Mary met Elizabeth and the baby leaped, Father. I pray for a leaping in the realm of the spirit for families, God. That you will propel them forward. Many of them have been stuck in past issues, but God, I pray, let there be a leap that happens as they come together. Yes, let there be a leap that happens as they come together. And as they leap, God, things will change. Things will shift in the families, God. As they leap, generational curses break. As they leap, Father, as they encounter each other like how Elizabeth encountered Mary, let generational curses break. Let not new birthing come upon them. Let new blessings and new generational blessings be erected. Oh yes, I pray for that even now. And let appetite and desire of you be dismantled, be left, be gone. Oh God, we bless families right now. And Father, I pray you now for Poland. God, I thank you for Poland. I thank you for Poland. Father, I thank you for your angels that you have even now released upon Poland. Oh God, I thank you, God. The warfare in the realm of the spirit is being dealt with even now with your holy angels. Just as Daniel prayed, God, you sent an angel, Father. And so I thank you for the angels that war against principalities that will be released upon Poland even now. I pray the Lord you release your fire upon Poland. Release the blood of Jesus in the atmosphere. Upon Poland, even now I see Ireland. God, I thank you for Ireland. I pray and the cold and the snow and the ice, God. I pray the Lord you will hold it, Father, that it will not be heavy on them, Father. I see mountains, God. I pray for those that are in the mountains, God. In Ireland, that you will cover them on every side. In the name of Jesus. Reba soto raman dere askataya mere eskoto raman dukure masikariataya. Oh God, I pray now for revival in Ireland and in Poland, God. Remasete, I thank you for your hand that you're placing upon these two nations, God. And we know that, Lord, Israel needs your hand and your encounter. So, Father, I pray for those that have endured turmoil, those that have endured the things that have happened in Israel, God. Some of them, they have changed in their being because of the things that they've seen with their eyes, God. But I know that we serve a God who delivers, a God who covers, a God who is protective, a God who anoints and saturates his people. So I pray a saturation upon them. I pray a revival in their hearts and in their minds. Let the blood of Jesus be a garment over them. Yes. Let the sword of the Lord fight for them. You are showing me, God, the sword that turns on every side in the garden that is protecting the fruit that was eaten by Adam and Eve, God. Send the same sword, God, to protect Israel, God. I pray even now for those, God, that are in Poland and in Ireland, God, and Israel. The garment, the white garment of you, God, the purity of who you are, be upon them even now. Remazoto raba sekaraman dere iskataya. Rebeso raman dere iskanaman dora asataya. Father, I'm praying against the spirit of lust. The spirit of lust, God, that katadama, that is in this world, God. Especially on women, Father. The spirit of lust. Father, I pray that women will start to desire things that you desire for them. You took your time to create Eve, God. You allowed Adam to sleep on purpose because Adam did not need to input his opinion about how a woman to look, how a woman is supposed to be shaped, and how a woman is supposed to be made, God. You knew how to make us in your own might. You do not need a man's approval in what to put, where to put what. So, Father, I pray that women will look to you as their first husband before they even met Adam. Before Eve even met Adam, God, she met you. He was asleep. So, God, I pray. You know the women, my hands is on fire right now. You know the women, God, that dresses and behaves seductive. It's not them, it's a spirit, and I know that. It's a spirit, God. It's a spirit. It's a spirit of rejection tied to lust. But God, I know you are the bomb in Gilead. And you can dismantle, eradicate this spirit out of them. That you will go to the root of it, God. And remove that spirit out of them. So God, I pray. Let it be a marking on every woman that is dealing with a lustful, seducing atmosphere and desire and behavior and way of life, God. I ask you, God, to release holy angels, Lord. Holy angels, holy angels, God, that will heal these women, Father. Remove the snake out of their belly. Remove the snake out of their mouth. Remove the snake, oh God, out of their private areas, God. That they will not desire to be lustful as they walk around in this world. But they will be desiring, God, to still katarama rebasukuriataya, to present themselves as a living sacrifice. They will be modest in every aspect of their life because they are pleasing their first husband, which is you, God. So, Father, I ask you to reverse the outfits, the desires that these women wear and why they wear it, God. Oh, basete, heal the heart. Heal the father wounds. Heal the rejection. Heal it, God. Heal it in the name of Jesus. Heal it, Father. And uproot that spirit of seduction out. They are not Proverbs 7 women. They are not Proverbs 7 women. But they are Proverbs 31 women. Masoto. Reverse them from a Proverbs 30. Reverse them from a Proverbs 7 woman to Proverbs 31 women, God. Reverse the Proverbs 7 nasty assignment of the enemy. Securiata, the istanama. Reverse, God. Reverse, Adonai. That Proverbs 7 seducing woman assignment on these women out of them. Mekatiria soto. And bless them. Give them that desire to be a Proverbs 31 woman. God. Zerema sukuria tayana. Zerema nona iskoto. I seal these prayers in the blood of Jesus. And even the little children, the little girls that are coming up and looking at these things, these outfits, God, with the belly showing and just everything just tight and popping. It's not you. You are not in that. You are not in that, God. And so I pray that these girls, these little girls that are coming up, not have an appetite for what they see mommy wear, because mommy is broken inside. Oh God, I pray that they will not have an appetite for that, Master T, but they will be raised up by the Holy Spirit, place in them a desire to hate sin, a desire to hate things that are not holy. Give them that anana masekataya. Give them that Joshua mindset to be set apart. Give them that Esther mindset to be pure. To be pure. To go through purity and cleansing. Oh God. In the realm of the spirit. As they come to you. For deliverance, God. And for restructuring of their desires, God. Na se kataya de ma ura es kataya de ma kure basura es krema de ma ikari atiariata de ma ikura maturi is kataya that their desires will be aligned with heaven's desires. They will not desire the things of the world, but God, they will desire the things of you. Ne serema zerema do reba se kataya ne me kuri istaramando re es kete me reba se karabazete. Bless, 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 God. Katara bazete, rema dore is kataya, dore bazete, barabatore itarama, mere is kutur, mandore ikaramazete, reba sikaria turi ikanamateri itaramata kariataya, mere es karamandore esoto, remando kureba sete karamandere ikarama, medema sureba sakataya. Dere iskotu remandere ima kariataya. Oh God, masi karaba zere bataraba zere ma. Zere bazore skataya. Mara ituri ane itere itarama zere baze. Masoto rebataya. Father, I thank you for this moment of encounter with you, God. Mama mama, mama e karaba sete. Momene e mama ikana itaraba duore itaramano rekariataya. This moment of sacredness with you, God. I thank you, Rabatia diakariata, that you've heard us. As the tongues say, you've heard us. As the meaning of the tongues I just spoke, God, you've heard us. So I thank you for everyone I pray during this time. You've heard us. La masaya, dadamana oskataya, de kuriataya, de me de eskataya, de viena ikayana, dada asoto ramataya. God says that we pray for people we do not even know. The hearts of the prayers of mothers, single mothers, families have been heard through us. We praying for them. We interceding for them. That He's heard it all. That He's moving on their behalf. Jesus is healing them. Jesus, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting One, the Great I Am, the One that sits high and look low, the One that is seated on the right hand side of God, the One that walked the earth, the One that felt the pain that we felt, the One that laid on the cross and died for our sins, the One that was bruised and beaten and laid for us and bled for us. He is interceding for them. He is helping them. He is being sent to them. And so we thank you, God. We bow down even now. Father, I bow down even now and I say thank you for hearing these prayers. And I hear you still welcome. I thank you, God, for hearing these prayers. And as we go into 1 Peter 4, God, yesterday you gave me Peter to preach about. You said, read Peter 4. And when I opened the Bible, Lord, I saw 1 Peter and 2 Peter. And I'm like, which one? And as I looked at 1 Peter, I saw 1 Peter 4. And as I looked at 2 Peter, I did not see 2 Peter 4. But I know that it is 1 Peter 4 that you want me to talk about. And as I read it, it just marinated my heart It just spoke so deep to me. And I pray that, Lord, as we come together and we learn about 1 Peter 4, that you prophetically gave to me that somebody will be healed, delivered. I pray that somebody will have encouragement and strength within them to keep on pressing forward, even to 2024. That yes, indeed, they will have a new mindset. Their mind will be set on heaven, not on things that are happening around them. And even deliverance will come upon them, yes. Healing will come upon them, and a new way of seeing things, a new perspective, yes, will come upon them. So I thank you for this moment. I ask you to release your holy angels even now, God, to encamp around me. I decrease myself that you will be mighty and increase. God, you are the bomb in Gilead. So I pray as I teach this 1 Peter 4 prophetically, the Lord, you will speak through me. I surrender my tongue to you. I surrender this moment to you, God. Have your way. Let your will be done. I bind, dismantle every assignment of the enemy, every foul plot, every plan, every deceit. I dismantle it. I cancel it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. And I plead the blood of Jesus over Devoted with Bernice. And I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that is listening. My eyes is on fire. God is going to touch the eyes of those that are hearing and listening to this sermon. And he said that he's going to give you new perspective. New vision, yes? To see what it is that he called you to do. Even in this season to the next satire. As you cross over to the open doors. 2024 is a door where Jesus has opened the door. Jesus has opened the door of 2024, the door of open opportunities, possibilities, impossibilities, everything. Oh yes, the year that you can tell this mountain, move to the left and it will move. The year of miracles, 2024. The year of miracles, sekataya. Private miracles, sekanama. Public miracles, sotoramataya. Miracles, miracles. But we know that every miracle needs, every person that needs a miracle has to have an issue. So there will be things that will rise up in people's lives, but because they have risen up, there is a miracle that is right next by. Because Jesus could not perform the miracle of the bread and the fish without people being hungry. Jesus could not tell Lazarus to come out without Lazarus being dead. So the things that are dead in your 2023, get ready for God to release a miracle upon you in 2024. Everything that is thirsty and hungry, you're not crossing over 2024 with it, because there is a miracle at the door of 2024 to meet you. Because Jesus is going to say, come forth, Lazarus. Come forth, Lazarus. God, I thank you for this. For the breath of God, for the breath of Jesus, that is the makura mataya. That's been kuri eskatura mano atarabazi. Reitku nimitura eskataya. Remande masekarabazoto. Rakata dore eskataya. Oh God, I thank you for the breath of Jesus that is being released into the tombs of Lazarus, God, that is speaking to these tombs and saying, come alive. Come alive in your mind. Come alive in your spirit. Come alive in your eyes. Come alive in your heart. Come alive in your circumstances. Come alive in your issues. Come alive in your home. Come alive in every area of your life. Come alive. Jesus knew how to meet the woman with the issue of blood. Miracles are going to happen, but it only happens to those that need it. If you need a miracle, God is going to meet you in 2024 with the miracle. With the miracle. Rabasata. Generational curses will be broken in 2024, the Lord says. Zereman zoko reman that is kataya. Oh yes, Lord, thank you for that. God is showing me now, just as Moses, God instructed Moses to do miracles as he moved the Israelites out of Egypt. There was a time where manna came down. There was a time where he rose up his rod and the sea parted. There was a time when God instructed him how to get the water out, and the water came out of the rock. But he didn't do it the right way. But God is saying that did not stop him from feeding the Israelites with water. So God is saying, your issues, your setbacks, your limitations, the things you've done wrong, your disobedience will not stop him from providing for you and your children's children. Oh God, I thank you that you overlooked Moses's issue at that moment of disobedience, God, and you know, hold your hand in giving the Israelite what they needed, Father. And so I thank you that, Lord, you are looking, overlooking those Moses that have disrespected your orders, God. And as they go down on their knees and repent out of pride and out of their own will and selfishness, God, that yes, indeed, your hand will kind of come upon them again. They will continue the journey that you've called them to continue. Father, I thank you for the hand as even now in 2024, those that are bearing in the spirit, and those that are bearing in the natural, God, I pray you will meet all of them together. Yes, let them be met together by your hand, Adonai. God is showing me David. God is showing me Davids right now. God is planting Davids in houses, in churches. There are Davids that are coming to churches. They have harps. They have harps. Yes, they have played for Saul's, but they are coming to play and usher the people in the realm of the spirit. There are Davids that are coming to your church. Oh, yes, there are Davids that are coming to your ministry. Oh, have an open arms to them because they have endured what they have gone through. They have endured their children. Their childhood memories. They have endured Jesse's house. They have endured their family. They have endured their brothers. They have endured being a shepherd. They have endured tigers and lions and beasts. But now it's time for them to come to your houses. God has strategically placed them in your houses, and they are on their way to your houses. And as they reach your house, the anointing of the Lord will fall upon them to know the songs they need to sing for the house. The deliverance will break through. Oh yes, new songs will come out of them. Masoto, new sound will come out of them to cause healing. New sound will come out of them to cause miracles and signs and wonders. New sound will come of them to break the heavens open. Nema satire, and everything that is held up in the heavens will come down upon your house. These Davids are sent to these houses to bless these houses. God says, be careful how you treat his prophets. Oh, Ramasoko Ramataya Reba Sekataya, because he does nothing unless he's what? Revealed it to his prophets. And these Davids will be able to know what God is doing in the realm of the spirit. They know how to usher in the atmosphere of heaven. They know how to do what God desires in the moment. They know how to sing the songs of heaven. They know how to bless their enemies. Touch not my anointed, the Lord says. Do my prophets no harm. And as they come, you will know, hey, my satire, because there will be a leap in your spirit. There will be a leap in your spirit. There will be a leap in your spirit, the Lord says. You will know these are the Samuels, and these are the Joshuas, and these are the Davids he sent to your houses. Hi, God has sent them to bless you in the churches, to bless you in the ministries and even the businesses. They will come and be peculiar, like John the Baptist. They will be a little strange, but God says he has crafted them out of his own bosom for you, because he knows what kind of leaders you need in your house, because the Lord is the one that chooses leaders after his own heart. And the Lord says, listen to their words. It will be confirmation to you that these are the ones that God has sent to your house. So God, we thank you for this moment, this prophetic moment, Father. And we pray that the nations will receive it. The nations in Europe will receive it. God, I pray for heaven's assignment on Europe. I pray for heaven's assignment on Europe right now. Let heaven meet Europe. Every country, every continent in Europe, God, release your angels. 2024 is an angelic season, an angelic realm of a year. Angels, that is a year of angelic movement. I've been feeling angels around me. This 2024 is a year of Jesus opening the door. And we know Jesus comes with angels. He doesn't just come alone. He comes with angels. Ha, surema, dere is kataya. What am I seeing? What is this? Yes, Lord. I see different colors. And that's the promises of God. Masatai. Oh God, yes. These angels are holding the promises that God has given you to release upon you in 2024. God has released angels that have your promises in their hands, and they're going to deliver it to you in 2024. Rema sokoreataya. Why do I see bombs? Oh God, I come against the bombs, the wars that are supposed to happen in 2024. If it's not your will, God, let it not be done. I ask you, Lord, you will send angels to put a stop to these wars that are not from you, these war and these bombings. Let it be cool, Matini Baturi Iskataya. Remandere Eskataya. Ema Ara Sadamase. And the enemy will not have dominion in these nations. The dominion will be handed back to you, God. So I bless your holy name, El Shaddai. I bless your holy name, Jehovah Tiskinu. I pray that these single mothers will meet you as Jehovah Tiskinu. These women that dama se kataya, that they will deal with lust and seduction. They will meet Jehovah Tiskinu, their righteousness. Let them get to know you as their righteousness, God. So we seal this moment with the blood of Jesus. I see Canada. Hold on. Let me see what God is saying. Bataya. Reba Soto. I see Canada. Lord, I pray for Canada. I pray for the justice system in Canada. I pray that, Lord, you will send new people into the justice system. Those that have a heart for the people. Those that have the heart for those in prison, God. Those that have experienced something similar. Those that have compassion, yeah. For those that are in prison in the justice system. Just as we see in the book of Judges, you send Deborah. I pray for the Deborahs in Canada to arise in 2024. Arise the Deborahs and the Jephthahs in 2024, God. Arise them. In the name of Jesus. Provision for Canada, Lord. I pray. Anyone that is in Canada, Amas Sataya, that need provision. Those that are homeless, God, I pray for provision for them. Those that are in addiction, God, addiction to alcohol, addiction to lust, perversion, addiction to drugs. God, I pray healing, deliverance upon them. I pray that, Lord, I see bow and arrow. God, I pray that you will release bows and arrows into Canada to destroy anything that is coming against the people, Father. Ah, Zikaramataya. Release your bow and arrow, Father, upon them even now. Nema Raman Doreis Karamazo. Everything in the heavenlies that are coming against them. Yes, I feel the fire of God. Release your bow and arrow to the heavenlies, Lord. Yes, angels are warring over Canada because Canada is supposed to be a place of revival. Revival is coming in Canada. Revival is coming in Canada. But before it comes, God is sending Masoto Rama Rekataya. A war is happening in the realm of the spirit. Even now, as we speak, there's a war over Canada. Nemasete Raman Dore Eskataya. Because nations are in Canada, the Lord says. Nations are in Canada because they are the apostles and prophets and pastors and leaders that God has in Canada that are nation carriers. They carry nations in them. And they are going to birth out revival in Canada in 2024. So God is saying that he has sent over Canada a war. Angels that are warring for that land even now. I see Great Britain. Yes, Great Britain will join them. Ah, Rebasete, I thank you for Great Britain and the power. I see the word power. Power that you're releasing upon Great Britain. But before he does that, he's trying to cleanse Great Britain. There's a cleansing that is happening right now in Great Britain. He is cleansing the people, the atmosphere, so that it can be a habitation for his presence. Rabasataya, ma soto, the miracles will happen there. Debe karaman, that it will stay there. Me debe karama zede bazoto, because we all know that the Holy Spirit cannot dwell where it is dirty in the realm of the spirit, right? He cannot dwell in a place that is lustful and dirty. dirty. God, God says, until I cleanse it, I'm not sending that the habitation that I want to send into Great Britain. I'm cleansing the place, the Lord says. I'm cleansing the people, the Lord says. I'm cleansing their minds, their hearts, even their vision, what they see. I'm cleansing their ears, the Lord says. I'm cleansing their appetite. Oh, Ramasataya. Lord, cleanse them. Let them akora istorima. Let their appetite be your appetite, Father. Reba city, mere escuto remando rebe sucuri ataya. Reba tore basato. I see USA. God, I thank you for USA. I thank you for revival in USA. Yes. Messengers. God is sending messengers into USA. Messengers. I see the word messengers. He's sending messengers. What do you mean by messengers? Okay, thank you, God. He's sending messengers, like how we see the Good Samaritan. He saw the man beaten on the side of the road. That was a messenger of God. They were the priest, the Levite, and the other one that was sent before the Samaritan. But none of them was compassionate enough to help the Samaritan. But God says that in 2023, there was a lot of those that were on the side of the road that needed a Samaritan, a good Samaritan. And God is saying right now, yes, he has sent the messengers, the Masataya. Those that are the good Samaritans. If your family cannot give you what you need, if friends cannot give you what you need, if people around you cannot give you what you need, God is going to send you a stranger to bless you, to help you, to give you exactly what you need and to expect it. I see somebody with your hand on your belly, and your hand is your belly is big. You are pregnant. God says that you are pregnant in their spirit. You are pregnant right now. Right now you're pregnant, or you have a baby in your belly, but it's going to grow. And God said, Let me reassure you, your baby will be okay. Your baby will be okay. Do not worry about anything that is going to be wrong with the baby. If you stress, your baby is going to feel it. Be joyful. Be like Elizabeth meeting Mary and the baby leaping. There is joy in this moment for you. Let not the enemy steal that joy from you with worry. God says your belly is blessed. It is covered by the blood of Jesus. So do not worry about your child. Your child is going to come out of you healthy. Okay? Healthy. And you're going to hold that child and dedicate that child to the Lord. To the Lord. Because God wants a birth out of you. A child that is a blessing. A blessing for the nations. A blessing for the things that are yet to come in your life. In the family that he has you in the name of Jesus. So God, I thank you. I didn't come here to do this. I came here to preach. But God, I thank you that you have taken over this moment, that your will has been done and your kingdom has come. So I plead the blood of Jesus over me and over everyone that is listening and over this assignment of teaching 1 Peter 4. I limit myself that you will be elevated, God. That you will give me revelation. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over my ear gates, my eye gates, and all my senses, my spiritual senses, God, and over me. Father, I submit all of it to you, that you will use it for your glory alone, God. We bless your holy name, and we thank you, Adonai, for being in a room with us. Emmanuel came and sat with us today, and we bless you for that, God. You are indeed Yeshua. You are indeed Yeshua. You are indeed Jesus, the Messiah. You are indeed Yeshua. You are Abba, Father. And we bless you for being all that you are and more to us, God. We love you. And we thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus to us. You know that Christmas is tomorrow. It's tomorrow. So we thank you for Jesus, the life of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus, the compassion of Jesus, the deity of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the totality of Jesus, for the life of Jesus. For the assignment of Jesus, for the gift that Jesus is. We bless you, God. We bless your holy name. And if you're listening during Christmas time, Merry Christmas to you and happy birthday, Jesus. We seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
The Son of God is
Us to look at this Bible verse. It's in the book of Luke 2:13-14. It says, suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. I'm going to read it again. Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of other angels. I love that because it shows that God is not just one angel God. He's a God that works with many other angels. The armies of heaven, those are the angels, the host of others, praising God and saying, glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. To those with whom God is pleased. I love that verse because it shows the deity of God. It shows that God works with angels. As I prayed prophetically, 2024 is also a year of angels. You gotta know to tell the Lord, God, release my angels before me. This is a year that we work with angels. We don't worship angels, right? We work with them because they are ministering spirits that are sent to us to help us, right? Those who inherit, right? Those who will inherit salvation in the kingdom of God. So it's important for us to work with angels. I believe that 2024 is a year of miracles. It's also a year where you're going to really see the issues of people. The people are going to really, for a miracle to happen, there has to be a need for a miracle, right? So you're going to see the need and the miracle happen. And God is saying he's going to raise up miracle workers. Those that will be able to lay hands on people's eyes and they will see, okay? And sometimes as they start to walk in this miracle, you're going to get people that are going to tell you, just as they told Jesus, that he does signs. He delivers people as Beelzebub, right? But he was being criticized by these Pharisees and Sadducees that are around. But when you start to walk in this gift of miracles, God is saying that, people are going to come and question where you got this gift and how you were able to do this, just as the Pharisees and the Sadducees did. But God is telling you, look at how Jesus answered them. He gave them parables, and parables were the word of God. He gave them answers through the word of God. You know, sometimes he just ignored them and he continued to do what he was sent here to do. And so, and also it's a year of the angelic realm. There is a reset happening in 2024 that people are going to really see the supernatural in a way that they've never seen before. And it comes because God desires to reset the church again. The dead churches are going to be revived again in 2024. That this year is a reset for the church, because God does not want to see churches that are dead, churches that are religious and dead. He want to see work. He want to see Jesus in the church. He want to see Jesus in the church, because Jesus came to demonstrate, to teach the word, and to do all that God called him to do. He came to share the gospel that's within him. Everywhere he went, he did it. And when people did not receive him, he went to another city, right? And when people did not receive the faith or have faith to see the miracle, he didn't stay there. He continued to do more in other places. So God is saying that there's a time coming that churches are going to be traveling around. It's not going to just be just in one location. The churches are not only, what I see in our spirit is that it's not just going to be the pastor and a couple people. It's going to be like literally like half of the church, or even like one fourth of the church, moving into the world, seeking people to bless them, to heal them. That evangelical anointing is being released with the leaders in the church to go forth and bring the captives back. So what God was showing me is that leaders are going to take many people. It's going to be like a missionary assignment, but it's a prophetic evangelical assignment, and even apostolic as well. And as you bring the people back to the church, the pastors, the teachers are there to help them, to grow them. So God is saying that the four walls is great, but he's moving you out. He's moving the churches out. So be open to build an evangelical ministry in your church. And my hands is on fire, because God is saying he's going to grace some of the people that join with the gift of healing. Not just that, but he says that he's going to bring people that are peculiar, meaning that they're not going to look religious. They're going to look very worldly, but the world was on them when they were in the world. They literally had tattoos, piercings, and whatnot. And you can see the imprints of the piercings in their ears and their nose. But they have removed those garments of Baal off of them. And and God has cleansed them. Just as he said in Jeremiah, he said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. I sanctified you. God has sanctified them. Okay, he has sanctified them. It's already done in the spirit, but their tattoos are still on them. They're going to come looking like the world, but they're not like the world. Yes, you have to test every spirit. But God says that he's chosen them to go and evangelize, because he needs people that have endured the world to be able to reach for those that are in the world, to know where to go, how to get them, because they have been there. And so when these ones come, do not push them aside or push them back, because they have the blueprint in them. It's in them. The blueprint is part of what they experienced as a child, experienced as a teen. So they know how to minister to somebody who has dealt with cocaine addiction. They know how to minister to somebody who has been raped by their own father. They know how to minister to somebody who has been molested by their uncle. They know how to minister to somebody who has been cutting themselves. They know how to minister to somebody who has been tormented. They know how to minister to them, because they have been there. So God says, receive them. That's the word, receive them. And if you need to polish them, ask him how, and he'll help you polish them before you send them out. Some of them are already in your house, but they have hidden their own past from you, or they think they've hidden it from you. But if you're a church leader, you can discern it. And you have not judged them, but tolerated their secrecy. But there's going to be a time close to when they're going to go out and bring the captives back, that they're going to come to you and not confess, but share their experience with you. And when they do that, something will break off of them, because he is breaking things off of those that are going to go out, because they're not going to be wounded. They're not going to be wounded in their eye gates, in their eyes, in their minds, in their ears, in their life. They're not going to be wounded. They're going to be strengthened. Yes, you're going to be like an army that are able to stand. They're able to stand there for. They're able to endure. Because God has put up a standard against the enemy. These ones have been marked by God. Everything that they went through, they thought they were like going through it and life was horrible. But it was all to work together for this moment. Because many of them are going to be great evangelists out there. Really bringing the captives back. And so receive them. Do not judge them. Receive them. Because if you receive them, they'll be able to receive those that are in the world. Lord, I felt such a stirring and a bubbling happen. Such a bubbling of the prophetic in this room right now. I feel led to move on to the teaching. I didn't come here to talk about 2024, but God wants to talk about it, and so I gave a little bit of it. I'm gonna come back and really, you know, dig into the different things that God is doing in 2024. But I just wanted to just give this prophetic. I did not think about sharing 2024 at all. I did not think about what am I seeing? Okay, I see a woman at a church, and she's at the front of the church. And what God is telling me is that in 2024, He's going to move women to the front of the church. You're going to see more women on platforms than you've ever seen before. He's going to move them to the front. They're, even though they have hidden themselves, okay, God is going to move you from the back to the front. And I see that woman like literally raising up her hands midair and receiving from God. God says that if you obey and you move to the front as He's led you to, you don't go by yourself, but He's going to move you. He's going to give you the opportunity to be moved to the front. And He said that if you obey and you say yes, because it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit of the Lord, that He's the one who's going to put you there and give you what you need, the strategy that you need, the anointing, the blessing that you need. You already have the anointing, but the favor that you need, He's going to give it to you. Just say yes. And hear Makuramata. God is pushing these women front. These women that have been shy, even those that have been hidden, because He hit them. He's moving you all in front. I saw that woman raising up her hands at the front of the church. I saw that. And women are going to come because of your obedience. There are more women that are going to come out of the world and move forward with you. Amen. I see an army of women holding hands on a stage together. My city. In 2023, some of you were very, I don't want to work with her. I don't want to, I feel like she wants my ministry. There was a lot of, backbiting, a lot of internal quarrels, and you didn't want to work with other women because you were either jealous or you're competition, or you felt like you were not, at the same level as that woman. Whatever it was, God is saying he's bringing together the Marys and the Marthas, in 2024 to work together for Badabakterema, to encourage each other, to see each other's babies be birthed out in 2024. And I see the word Deborah. Those that already have been up the front of the church in 2023, He's making you Deborahs. He's making you Deborahs, not to judge the women that He's bringing, but to be like how Deborah helped to conquer the enemy in the book of Judges, right? It said that the assignment of the enemy was won by a woman. It wasn't a man that won that battle against the assignment of the enemy. It was a woman. I didn't come here to talk about this, but God is taking me to the book of Judges, but how Deborah prophesied that it's not a man that is going to win this battle. It's a woman. Okay, so Deborah's voice was a prophetic announcement for the woman that was going to defeat the enemy. Okay, so you, Deborah, God is saying you are the prophetic mouthpiece that is going to speak what is to come for these Marys and Marthas that are coming after, that are coming to the front with you, that are going to be standing at the front with you. That you, your voice is important in their lives. So be careful what you speak over them, because as you open your mouth and you say, as Deborah said, you know, this battle is not going to be won by a man, but it's going to be won by a woman. And I'm paraphrasing that verse. Know that what you speak will happen. And so get ready, the Lord says. He's going to give you a word in your mouth for these women that are coming to the front of the church. And you're going to give it to them. You're going to release it to them. You're going to prophesy just as Deborah prophesied. And it happened just as Deborah prophesied, because of the release of the word of Deborah. You know, when God speaks through his prophets, there is a release, there's an announcement in the realm of the spirit. And so it in a way, it energizes and it strengthens the person who has received that prophetic word to feel a way of saying, yes, the Lord has spoken this over me, and because God has spoken it, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So prophetic word is a strengthening, okay? It is Christ speaking over the people. It is a strengthening. It's a strengthening. So God is saying, Deborah, strengthen the people with the prophetic word. Prophesy over these women that are coming to the front in 2024. I'm waiting to see if God is saying anything else. All right, let's. I feel such a bubble. I see men. Okay, yes, Lord. Men conferences are going to rise up in 2024. Men conferences. Oh, God. My God. There are men that have had father wounds. And God is saying he wants to birth out men to be able to be men that will help men, boys that are growing up who don't have fathers. He wants to see men in a level. I see right now, I see men. You know, oh my gosh, I'm seeing so much. You know, there's this charity company where Helping Holy Spirit, what is the name of it? Where they basically come together and renovate people's houses. This was before flipping houses happened on TV. This was like many years ago. This was like when I was in high school, okay? Middle school, high school. The name is coming. It's coming. I'm sensing it coming. And what God is saying is that these men are going to be like that. They're going to flip people's houses in the natural and in the spirit, okay? There are men who God has impregnated with this vision to literally go to people who are struggling, their homes, to literally bless them, to literally help them figure out what to do next, help them restore their homes. And you're not just going to restore in the natural. You're going to restore in the realm of the spirit. You're going to restore in the spirit. You're going to restore their homes, Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity. That is the place. Habitat for Humanity. God is going to raise up those that will have that habitation for humanity. Okay? He might give you a new name for it, but you're going to have a desire to see homes restored in the natural and in the spirit realm. So ready yourself, men. Ready yourself, because what I see is men with tools, literally like carpenters, okay, building houses for people who are less privileged, women, men, single mothers, single men, single fathers. God is sending you out as a restorers. As a restorers, okay? Yes, Lord. And he said he's going to give you grace, just as he gave Nehemiah the provision that he needed to be able to do what he's called him to do. So you're going to have provision. You're going to have companies that are going to partner with you, sponsors, grants that will help you do this. I don't know if this is for a particular person, but if this is ministering to you, this is for you. This is confirmation of what God is giving, the blueprint he's giving you. He's gonna partner with you, even with charity, other charities and other schools, to be able to minister to the boys in the schools, to go into the schools and minister to them, because that's where we need to reach in the school system. And it will not be during the school, it will be an after school thing that you can be able to go to the school, that they will wait there. It will be like high school and middle school. He's showing me middle school first, okay? So start with middle school first and then move on to high school. But he said he's going to have a program where the kids can stay after school. Their parents, of course, have to sign, you know, something to say yes or no. And then God said he's going to bless this ministry with a bus to be able to transport the kids to their homes after their school is done. Okay? So God is providing even furniture for you, things that you need to be able to do this. I don't know who this is for, but I know it's for somebody that's listening right now, and this is for you. 2024 is also a year of the psalmist anointing, okay? Deliverance coming through worship. There's such a strong prophetic worship. I love churches that have prophetic worship. I love a new song being sung unto the Lord. I love that because, you know, I love, you know, old songs and all of that. But there is something about when heaven sings out of you, okay? When God sings out of you, okay? There is something special about that. And so I pray that in this coming year, churches will be more open to the prophetic songs of God and not just on their own agenda. Like they sing this song and then after this song, they sing that song. Sometimes God shifts it. There are times even in my own life when I'm praying, I have a bow and arrow moment where I'll start to sing and then I'll move to prayer and then I'll sing a song and I'll move to prayer. I go with the flow of the Holy Spirit, and that's what God is trying to move in that place. I see wind. God is trying to shift the church with the wind of God, with the wind of the Holy Spirit in there. He's blowing the wind over them. Okay, God is there with you all. And I pray for the hearts of leaders. I see an angel in the room even now. I pray for the hearts of leaders that God is sending angels to you to really minister to your heart, to have a heart of Christ. You already have a heart of Christ, but what I'm saying is that to have such a heart that is so pure before God, that he can work through you with anything. That anything that he desires, he can just move it through you for the people and for the earth. So Lord, we seal this time. Oh my God, I see children. Okay, God is talking about school system. There's something going to shift in the school system in 2024. There's a shift that is happening in the school system, the public school system, the charter school system, the private school system. There's going to be a shift that's going to happen in the school systems. And it's going to be on the news, okay? And it's going to be a shift that is going to happen. But I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what it is, but it's going to be a big momentum shift, okay? So we all know we're supposed to pray for the school system because many of it, the enemy want to corrupt the children. So let's pray for the will of God to be done in the school system. I don't know why God is talking to me about furniture, but I believe there's a new way of furniture going to be happening. I was prophetically prophesying that there's going to be a time when you go to the airport, you're not going to see people, you know, pushing their luggages. You're just going to see luggages moving by itself and people just walking. You're not going to see people like carrying baggages, pushing it. It's just going to move by itself, literally locate them. It's going to be like a sensor that's going to locate them, or like a magnet thing. And they're just going to be have it on the side of them as they walk, or in front of them or behind them. And so it's going to be hard to steal baggages because the sensor will not be able to ship, like move away from the person. the sensor will not be able to move away from the person, because if it moves away from the person too far, it's gonna like make an alarm. You know how there's like an alarm when you're trying to like open certain cars without a key or without unlocking it first? The alarm will sound, and so they will know that somebody's trying to steal somebody's item. But then how can they transport it? I don't know how they can transport it, because you know, when you're on the plane, right, your baggages are under, I don't know where they put the baggages in the plane, but it's there with you. Sometimes they take the baggages somewhere else. So I believe that these sensors can be turned off or on. I'm not sure, but what I saw in the spirit was, you know, in the airport, not how they're gonna, you know, transport the baggages. I don't know about that yet. So I can't really say what it is, but I know in the airports it's gonna be different. You're not gonna see people carrying baggages or pushing it, you know, with them. It's just gonna move around and be with, near them. It's gonna be very beautiful. It's gonna be like 2027 movies, like how I think Brad Pitt or someone, they had like this movie that it was like years later, like 300 years or 3025, they had like all these, you know, glasses that can like see the bones in people if you look at them. Very IT kind of, you know, year, if you're into IT, into like innovations and all of that. So I believe there's a new innovation for like furniture as well. There's new innovation for furniture, designs of furniture. I'm praying that somebody will create a toilet that is small, that is thin and small, not too big and fat. I believe there's somebody with the blueprint of the new toilet, the new toilet seat, the new toilet hole demeanor. Because I was discerning this back in August. There's somebody who has a blueprint for the new toilet that is going to be invented. Okay? I know, like, how do we move from airport to toilet? I'm just moving with the Lord. There's innovations coming in 2024. Innovations. New ways of doing things. People are going to get rid of certain items that they have. You know how everybody is now using an air fryer, not an oven anymore? Nobody be using no oven. Every woman that's cooking is using air fryer because it's quick. That's an innovation. There's innovations that are going to come to replace certain innovations that has already happened in the past. It's not that it's going to like completely replace it, but it's going to be convenient for people, especially those that are, you know, minimalist people as well. Okay? So, and like even Bluetooth, nobody use no radio recorder no more, right? I mean, who remembers having a radio recorder? I had a recorder. It was huge and big, and you had to carry your CDs with you. We have Bluetooth now, right? We don't need that anymore. So there's innovations happening. And I already prophesied that there's going to be like a new type of Amazon. It's not going to be Amazon, but it's going to be like Amazon. It's a new company that's going to replace Amazon. There's a company that's coming to replace Amazon, okay? So be on the lookout for that. What else? I'm done talking. God is done talking. Really? All right, books. I see a lot of books that are going to be released into the world. That is going to really shift people into the prophetic, apostolic, and the supernatural. I know there are already books, but these books are going to be very innovative. It's like it's going to be bestsellers. The Lord says bestsellers. We always see bestsellers, like, you know, non-fiction books, but God is saying he's trying to shift the church into that realm of bestsellers. We see Joyce Meyer books are bestsellers, you know, and it's a teaching book, which is great, and she has amazing books. I've read her books. She's like one of my spiritual people to look at, like somebody who I can learn and glean from, you know. But God is saying that He's moving those that have the prophetic apostolic mantles on their life. And Joyce Meyer has, I have heard her prophesy before. She, you know, and she prophesied in a way that the world will receive it. Not like, you know, how not most prophets prophesy in the church, but she prophesied in a way that, you know, if you're a prophet, you know she's prophesying. Because she's graced with a certain mountain of people that she needs to minister to. So she has to talk to them in a way that they can receive it, right? So everybody has a lane of people that they are graced with. And you have to know how to talk to them so that you can give them the word of the Lord. And I've heard her prophesy. I've heard her pray for the sick. I've heard her, you know, lay hands and release the hand of God over the people for sickness to leave the body of people. And I love that part of her. You know, everyone does not minister like how everyone does. You know, the people who minister very, who talk very soft, but they have such a power behind them. They have such an angelic, you know, assistant with them. And that's one of Joyce Meyer. She has such a power behind her. And so she has bestsellers. But I'm saying that those that are like, have the title in the world as apostles and prophets, because we know that Joyce Meyer, she calls herself an evangelist. She calls herself, you know, she identifies herself as a pastor or evangelist. And then there are those that identify themselves as apostles and prophets, right? There's going to be a rise in the bestseller community of UC where you see apostles and prophets, their books being bestsellers, because the world will be open to know about the prophetic, about the apostolic. What is it about? What is that? Okay, so God is doing that now. So He's birthing books. The scriber's anointing is coming upon many of you. Amen.
Round the throne of the Lord, hear the elders say, at the feet of the King is a constant offering. Round the throne of the Lord, never cease to sing. At the feet of the King is a common thing. They cry, holy, holy God. So we cry, holy, holy God. Yeah. My King, round the throne of the Lord, they never get tired of it. At the feet of King Jesus.
To the only wise God, yep, the only wise King you are, the only wise God, yeah. To the only wise King, yes,
to the only wise,
the one who sits up on the throne,
to the only wise,
and he cannot be removed,
to the only wise God.
You are the only one, Lord,
to the only wise,
yeah.
So, I have yielded to the Lord and released what he wanted to say. Is also a year of sitting at the feet of Jesus. Really just sitting there and being like Mary. I know we've prophesied that a lot, but it is really the moment, because God is like, I want you to sit down. And as I sat down, he's like, this is also part of 2024, sitting at the feet of Jesus, at the feet of Jesus Christ, sitting there just as Mary did. It will not be taken from her, being at his feet, being at Jesus's feet, being at the feet, because the feet is where everything is. The feet humbles you. When you come to the feet, it humbles you. It shows you. It revives you. It restores you. It ministers to you. Whatever you need is at his feet. Be like Mary in 2024.
When hope is lost, self broken, when you can't see your way, and all your prayers are unspoken, you can run to Jesus, reach out. Just touch the hem of his garment, you remain whole. Oh, yes, you remain whole. Whole again, made new again.
Say, you don't have to say a word, 'cause he knows.